Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you. Classified ads that should have been proofread. Semi-annual after Christmas sale. How about one more of those? And now the superstore, unequaled in size, unmatched in variety, unrivaled in inconvenience. Maybe they should have proofread those.
I think that they should have.
Welcome, everybody, to the Good Stuff program. Mike and Kim along with you. You know, not all farmers are cut from the same cloth. Just some are dabbling in farming. Others are born into it. The ones who are up at dawn, herding, feeding, all those kind of things they need to do, they read the Tri-State Livestock News. It's not for everyone, but for those who live and breathe the ranch life, it's their weekly Bible. Covering all corners of agriculture, from grains to gears, it's what real ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News, visit tsln.com. It is what ranchers read.
Okay, Mike, I've got something that Kay Jorgensen actually sent in a few years ago, and it's called What is a Vet? Some veterans bear visible signs of their service, a missing limb, a jagged scar, a certain look in their eye. Others may carry the evidence inside them, a pin holding a bone together, a piece of shrapnel in the leg, or perhaps another sort of inner steel. The soul's ally forged in the refinery of adversity. Except in parades, however, the men and women who have kept America safe wear no badge or emblem. You can't tell a vet just by looking. What is a vet? He is the cop on the beat who spent 6 months in Saudi Arabia sweating 2 gallons a day, making sure the armored personnel carriers didn't run out of fuel. He is the barroom loudmouth, dumber than five wooden planks, whose overgrown frat boy behavior is outweighed 100 times in the cosmic scales by 4 hours of exquisite bravery near the 38th parallel. She, or he, is the nurse who fought against futility and went to sleep sobbing every night for 2 solid years in Da Nang. He is the POW who went away one person and came back another, or didn't come back at all. He is the Quantico drill instructor who has never seen combat but has saved countless lives by turning slouchy, no-accent rednecks and gang members into Marines and teaching them to watch each other's backs. He is the parade, riding legionnaire who pins on his ribbons and medals with a prosthetic hand. He is the career quartermaster who watches the ribbons and medals pass by him. He is the three anonymous heroes in the Tomb of the Unknowns, whose presence at the Arlington National Cemetery must forever preserve the memory of all the anonymous heroes whose valor dies unrecognized with them on the battlefield or in the ocean's sunless deep. He is the old guy bagging groceries at the supermarket, palsied now and aggravatingly slow, who helped liberate a Nazi death camp and who wishes all day long that his wife were still alive to hold him when the nightmares come. He is an ordinary and yet an extraordinary human being, a person who offered some of his life's most vital years in the service of his country and who sacrificed his ambition so others would not have to sacrifice theirs. He is a soldier and a savior and a sword against the darkness. And he is nothing more than the finest, greatest testimony on behalf of the finest, greatest nation ever known. So remember, each time you see someone who has served our country, just lean over and say, thank you. That's all most people need, and in most cases, it will mean more than any medals they could have been awarded or were awarded. Two little words that mean a lot. Thank you. Remember, November 11th is Veterans Day. Kay Jorgensen sent that in.
A lot of programs are going to get started on Friday into Saturday for Veterans Day, so we encourage you to partake in those. I started things off today with some of those classified ads that should have been proofread. Well, I maybe have a couple more of those for you.
Okay.
Used cars. Why go elsewhere to be cheated? Come here first. Our experienced mom will care for your child. Fenced yard, meals, and smacks included.
Whoa.
All right. Illiterate. Write today for free help.
Yeah, okay, that didn't work.
Auto repair service. Free pickup and delivery. Try us once and you'll never go anywhere again. So those are some classified ads that should have been proofread. I don't know where those came from, but just a little humor today on this Thursday. Thanks for joining us. If you have something to share, we always appreciate hearing from our listeners out there. Send that to kimhburge@gmail.com. That's Kim, middle initial H as in Hill, Burge is B-U-R-G-E @gmail.com. Send those. We'll take a look at them, and one day they could show up right here on The Good Stuff.